You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, and welcome to another Open Mic hosted by me, Lauren, on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting live on Burnaby Mountain, BC, on unceded ancestral territory of Coast Salish peoples. So I hope you're having a good day so far. This week is a little bit of a different vibe from last week, more indie rock with a little touch of shoegaze rather than the like heavy, gritty, grunginess of last week. We're going to start off with some Canadian bands, beginning with Always. They're from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island originally. I thought they were from Toronto, but I guess they're like based there. I didn't know this. I was reading that they always, no pun intended, open up their tour performances with a Gaelic song, and their lead singer Molly Rankin is said to be heavily inspired by Gaelic melodies in her songwriting due to the music she grew up around. Her dad was in a Gaelic fiddle band or whatever. You can totally hear the influence. We're going to be listening to Pharmacist off the album Blue Rev, which I also just became aware of, despite it being like 3 years old. That was Pharmacist by Always. Next up, we have a band from Niagara Falls, Deerfang. They really sound like they're out of the 90s, super nostalgic sound, with the song Gone. I actually found them on Instagram. And then following that, we have an Edmonton band, Tebby and the Heavy, with the song I Never.
Broken shell of faith, and then I sometimes. This is Bird Note. Dave Mull is an avid birder and a professional skateboarder, or skate-birder, as he likes to say. And he definitely turns some heads.
If I'm skateboarding and then I pull out my binoculars and start birding, some people see that and they're like, just totally taken aback. And they're like, why does he have binoculars? And what the heck is he looking at? Usually people just laugh outright. But then if they're nearby, I'll be like, you got to check this out. And I'll let them take a look through the bins.
That's birder lingo for binoculars.
And they're amazed. They're like, what? How did you know that was there? It's really fun to pique people's interest like that really unexpectedly. And sometimes it's right in the middle of me trying to film a trick. So the people filming, you know, they might get impatient, but they know at this point I'm obsessed with birds as well as skateboarding. So if I see like a couple of hooded orioles behind me when I'm about to go try a trick, I'm going to put my board down and like check out what those orioles are doing.
And the birds really aren't a distraction for Dave. They help him stay in the zone.
In skateboarding, you'll get a lot of distractions while you're trying a trick, say like traffic or passersby. When I'm skating, I actually gain inspiration from my surroundings and try to take what I can from it to actually encourage me. You know, the birds are flitting from one tree to the next like it's nothing. And I try to imagine I can do a little bit of that, you know, even if it's just hopping for a fraction of a second in the air on my skateboard.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am Lauren. If you're just tuning in, we're spinning some indie alt-rock today with a little shoegaze flavor. I hope you enjoyed that bird note. They bring me so much joy. Next up, we're going to listen to some more Laloon. I know, I'm annoying, and I can't shut up about them. If you haven't heard of them, they're a Vancouver-based band. They just put out a new album on the 8th of May called Everything is an Eternal Circle, and it repeats and repeats itself. It's very introspective and a little bit experimental in some parts. They put on really good live shows. The song we're going to play is Are We Over It Yet? I'm currently working on a review for their new album for my music blog, yourshoesuntied.com. And then after that, we're going to be listening to Victoria-based 5'9" with the song Last to Call. And then I thought I'd throw in some Japandroids as a little throwback with Sovereignty.
Thank you.
That was Japan Droids with Sovereignty. We got a few texts to our station line. The first one that says, oh, perfect. La Lune is playing a show this Friday at Green Auto with Hillsboro, Blush, and Buddy. Check them out. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. We like to joke at CGSF that La Lune is the Green Auto house band because they play there so often. Good shout. Another says, it's World Goth Day. Shout out to all the goths out there. Shout out goths. If you want to chime in, you can text 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-2573. Next, we're going to move on to some American artists. First up, Girl Puppy from Atlanta, Georgia. Just put out a new EP since April. I really like this song, Champ. It's super fuzzy. And then after that, some Beach House with the song Become from their 2023 EP of the same title. And then we got Honey Water from the new Japanese Breakfast album for Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women. I was really excited for this one.